Resilience is the ability to not only take criticism from others, but take off comparison. Resilience is about you getting back into your flow, into your authenticity, into your actions, not the world's. That's real resilience. Because listen, even when you fail, most of the time when you fail, you're just embarrassed to have been seen failing by other people. It's still criticism and it's still comparison, killing the dream.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're going to train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
There's two things I need you to be resilient at on the dream. Number one, on R, the resilience, and this would be hard, you've got to deal with rejection and your fear about what other people think. Most people think resilience is just, I just get back up and go. Where do most people fall down, though? Most people fall down into the fear of rejection. That's the number one place, over and over and over. I've been doing this a long time. Most people lack resilience, not because they're not mentally strong. See, in pop psychology, we get this wrong. You read all these articles on resilience. So many of them are about just the feeling of being dejected or upset or how to deal with failure, which we'll talk about. But the most often need of resilience comes from the reality of rejection and judgment. Other people criticizing you kills the dream. You have the target. You have the habits. You're even enjoying life. And then you got that jerk of a spouse, a team member, somebody in your community, the gal next door. Somebody jumps into judgment at you and you react, you hit the floor and you don't get back up. You've made their opinion of you more important than your alignment with your dream. You've made their opinion of you more important than your alignment with your dream. And that killed the dream. You chose their opinion over your dream. You chose their opinion over your dream. You chose their opinion over your dream, over and over and over and over again. Even though you knew what to do, you knew the target and you had the alignment, but you chose their opinion over and over and over. That to me is what a lack of resilience really means. Resilience is about dealing with rejection and criticism more than just dealing with your own failure. In my opinion, we are social animals and we are so driven by the need to belong. We want to be accepted and loved, seen, heard, understood, listened to, admired, appreciated. We want to be cheered on so much. And when that doesn't happen, we believe that is related to the dream. When they're separate things, a person's opinion is way different than the dream. They're separate. But in our mind, we combine them. And if we don't get acceptance, we think the dream's gone. You don't need other people's understanding or acceptance for you to make progress toward what matters to you in life. And soon as you get that, you have real personal agency in life. Soon as you get that, you're back into the author of your own life. You're writing your story again. You're writing your story again. The second you realize that, wow, their opinion, their understanding, even their appreciation, even their love is not necessary for me to do my daily habit today. That's the breakthrough. Like, it was not necessary for my friends to believe I could be a writer, for me to sit down and write. No one had to cheer me on for me to sit down and write.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it. To earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.
As I'm filming this for you guys, I want to let you know and be totally honest with you. There's millions of people in the world who don't like me. Who told me, what are you doing on the internet? Who do you think you are? Oh, I read your book. It wasn't better than this other book. I like this other book. You suck. I mean, the meanest possible things have been said to me in my face at events or on stages. Why? Because if you deal with millions of people, you're going to get some jerks. It just happens. It doesn't surprise me. I'm like, that's part of the process. I don't need everyone to like me. If I needed everybody to like me, I would never have this opportunity to serve with you right now. I would never enjoy my dream the way that I do. That's why it's like other people's opinions, we're trying to measure up to other people. It's not on my radar. Me measuring up to them has nothing to do with my daily alignment. What do I mean by that? Well, often in my career, especially, people get discouraged. They get discouraged because they measure up to other people. Oh, well, she has a million followers. Look at her quote cards versus mine. I guess I'll stop. Well, her quote cards have nothing to do with my daily habit of writing and posting. Y'all follow? Resilience is the ability to not only take criticism from others, but take off comparison. Resilience is about you getting back into your flow, into your authenticity, into your actions, not the world's. That's real resilience. That's the resilience that matters in the dark hours. That's the resilience that moves the needle for you in progress. Because listen, even when you fail, most of the time when you fail, you're just embarrassed to have been seen failing by other people. It's still criticism and it's still comparison, killing the dream. But when you can move forward and when you struggle, when you're starting small, when you look silly, when people don't get it, and you can feel that, you'll always feel it. I still feel it. You will always feel criticism and comparison. You will never be free as a human being from that. To what we know, maybe two people have ever achieved that on earth. At least documents. Like, sounds like Jesus did, maybe Buddha did. It's like to be free from that and totally enlightened, hey, maybe you're conscious and you're there and you've achieved it. I don't know many people. Even the Dalai Lama, who I've been blessed to be with three times now, will talk about how he even feels it. It's hard. That's what resilience requires. It's a realignment almost back to your authenticity, back towards your dream, back towards your actions, even when you don't measure up and they don't approve. This will change your life. This will change your life. This will shift so much for you. I mean, I can't even tell you. When you separate your daily habits from their opinions and measuring up to them, and you show up in alignment for your daily habits, magic. You'll be like stunned by the progress. When you let them discourage you and you stop and you choose their reality over your dream, that's where the dream is killed.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? If you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get
templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.